The Gemara in Brachos Daf Amud Aleph says, quotes a memra, al yifta adam mechaveri el mitayich tvar halacha shemitayich kach sachreyu. The last sugya that I learned with Akiva was Arvi Psachim, right before he had his shuas, was when something happened. We learned Arvi Psachim together, or parts of Arvi Psachim. So, not that I remember every all the aspects of the sugyas that we chedushim that we came out with, but I'd like to share with you something that I remembered from the time that we learned 9 years ago. The Mishnah says, "Arvi Psachim Samach Mincha Layechal Adam Ad Shetechshech Afilu Oni Shebisor Layechal Ad Sheyesek." So, there are those that understand this Mishnah. The chiddush is that even an ani who is hungry, he hasn't eaten a long time. We're talking of the Mishnah is describing an ani. It's ani shavani. He can eat from the tamchoy, even though he's very hungry. Still, and all, he has to wait till nighttime. Till he's not allowed to eat after a certain time. He has to wait till the zmana say that to eat. If you take a look at some people learn the Mishnah that way, the connection of the Mishnah. If you take a look at the Rashi, I think there's a Machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam. Rashi and the Rashbam on one side again, and Tosfos. Rashi says, Rashi seems to learn that the chiddush over here is afil oni shebisol. He can't eat until achi yosef. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is he has to find a way to be able to lean kedin gzerach bnei charin with the karm v'kasas. He has to do it the right way, the kedibay, not just as opposed to if you look at Taisus, same Taisus says afil oni shebisol. What's the chiddush? The sa'ak daiter chamina the save that he's not considered a ani is not his aseba is not a aseba because what does he have to lean on? He's not, he has a soft, he has a bench, he doesn't have anything. Kamashon that he has to do it also. So they want to learn the Rambam Yosef. The Rambam, when he quotes the halacha, he says also uses the word afil oni shebisol leich achi yasev, and he doesn't say anything else. They want to shtel tzu on the Rambam. The Rambam, the next halacha, in that same halacha, the Rambam discusses isha. What if the isha has to eat? So what's the chiddush? Again, the issue with the isha because she has emes bayla. So they learn in the Rambam that because an ani doesn't have the his what type of haseba is an ani? Who's he fooling? He doesn't. He's not. It's not a derech eres for him. So he. And still in all, he has to lean. So it could be the Rambam was learning like Taisus that even if he has nothing else to lean on, it's still a mitzvah for him to lean. He still has to lean, as opposed to Rashi, who seems to learn that he has to lean. If he doesn't, can't learn lean in the proper with all the in the, like a melech with the, in the proper way, then it's not considered a sin. However, the Ramah, if you learn in the Shulchan Aruch in the top Ayin Beis, if you look at the Ramah says a few ani. Even an ani who doesn't have what to do, he also has to lean. Similarly, like Taisus, clearly, like that's the chiddush of the halacha. We all, as a chabura, had a lot to do with Akiva. It was a very integral part of our lives from a very young age. We all grew from Akiva. We all, as a chabura, individually we all grew, and as a chabura we all grew. By knowing Akiva, a chabura came together in different situations. It was something that has transformed our lives. What we come together on the Yahrzeit, we have zechreinus of Akiva. What do we internalize from living with Akiva? For the amount of time that we had him. Comes to mind the story, I'll illustrate something that I learned from Akiva through a situation that happened. I once got a phone call to come to the hospital. It was a Friday afternoon. The hospital's in Manhattan. I was obviously going to be there for Shabbos. So, please come to the hospital. It's necessary for you to be here. Okay, so I went. I walked into the room. This is in the ICU. Anybody remembers? 10th floor. I'm sure I spent many times there. We walk in there, and you know, there's a saying in English, you can cut the air with a knife. that's exactly what it was. The tension was something not to be believed. What's the issue? What's the problem? There were doctors fight. There was a fight going on. Akiva was not somebody who doesn't know how to put up a fight. What was the fight? They needed to do a procedure. Okay, fine. So what's the? You went down this path many times. What's the issue? He's not doing the procedure. And just from listening to what was going on, the procedure, I mean, was minor. It wasn't something that was a major situation comparative to everything that he's gone through in the past. So it was low. It was something to be done local, in the room even. It wasn't even a major... He told me, he said, Sri David, I'm not doing it. What's the problem? I said, I'm not ready. I'm done. I cannot do it. My mind is finished. I'm not ready to do it. He explained to me that the only way I'm going through I'm able to survive what I'm going through is my mindset. I put myself in a mindset. I'm not ready now. I can't do it. Right. That was it. To this day, I still feel a certain pain in my side. The tension that was going on, the fighting. I mean, this was something that had to be done. I wasn't doing it. I'm not ready. I still... Vivid. What do I learn from that? We all are faced with challenges in life. We don't get to choose the challenges. The challenges come. But we have to put our mindset to it. It's a mindset. How are we going to overcome it? That's something that we can take from Akiva. We can put ourselves in the mindset and overcome challenges. Another aspect of what I learned from Akiva, and I strive for that, is that, you know, Akiva went through a tremendous amount of hardships. But lest anyone think that he was a malach like him, and, oh, that's him, he can do it, he was something different. He was special, obviously. But he also had times that he fell. He was not always uphill. Everything wasn't always on a pedestal. It was perfect. There were times that he went up and times that he went down. And we learn from this, we can take from this that, yeah, we all faced with life. There are ups and downs, but we have to make sure that we can see the proper path. I remember when there was a time, there was Akiva needed some chizik. I went with the yeshiva, and the yeshiva said two words to him, "Bacharta b'chaim." That was the end of the conversation. There was no conversation. We're faced with challenges. We're faced with situations, but we have to plug along. We have to plug on. He was somebody who plugged on. He went above, rose above. Even though when he fell, he came back up. That's something that we can all take and learn from and grow from. He's a chibar. All right.